This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Nabiina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, as the brother announced, generally inshallah ta'ala, the speech will be about the Quran. With Ramadan fast approaching, it is a month of Quran, as Allah Azza wa Jal clearly told us in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran came down. You know, we're just mentioning this yesterday to some of the youth as well. We need to understand that when it comes to the month of Ramadan, not everyone's the same. Muhammad and Jama' when they both fast or when they both pray, they're not the same. Everyone's different when it comes to the month of Ramadan likewise. Just because from the apparent everyone's doing the same thing, they're not equal. That's from the people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ لَلْجُعْ وَالْعَطَشِ. Perhaps he fasts, he gets nothing out of the fasting except hunger and thirst. And likewise the Salat, Allah Azza wa Jal gave, the Prophet gave us an example. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَنْصَرِفُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ فَمَا كُتِبُ لَهُ مِنْ صَلَاتِ إِلَّا عُشْرُهَا أَوْ تِسْعُهَا إِلَى نِسْفُهَا. A man, he comes out of the prayer and he didn't get anything out of the prayer except maybe 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%. So not everyone's equal. Not everyone is equal when it comes to the month of Ramadan. From the ways for us to come in the month of Ramadan and get the optimum, the maximum reward, is putting a lot of emphasis in the Quran. This is a month that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel used to come to him and he used to recite the Quran to him. In the last year, he came to him twice. Every night of the month of Ramadan, Jibreel used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and read the Quran on him. So it shows you the emphasis that we should also be putting into the Quran in the month of Ramadan, the importance of it. But the sad thing is, brothers and sisters, wallahi, we are living in a time that the Quran that we find inside our houses, the masahif, it has collected dust. We don't read it, we don't open it, we don't recite it, we don't ponder upon it. The Quran has just left our homes. Even though the masahif are there, the Quran is barely mentioned. The Quran is barely in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he quoted the Rasul in the Quran, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Rasul has said, Ya Rab, O Lord, our people, they have, or my people, they have boycotted the Quran. It's mahjur. The Quran is mahjur. And it's no different now. Even though it is within ourselves, we have the Quran amongst ourselves, we don't recite the Quran. So many people, brothers and sisters, so many people today, they're suffering. They are suffering from problems, anxiety, depression. Sometimes someone calls you, he goes to you, I've got a problem in my marriage. Many people do that. Many people call me and they say, we've got problems in our marriage. A few questions that you ask, you think to yourself, why? After a few questions, you find that these people are so far from the Quran, so far from their religion. How do we expect to get any prosperity or any goodness in our lives when we have turned away from the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon us all, and we don't make it part of our lives? Allah says in the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down upon you a light, a very clear light. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانُهُ سُبْلَ السَّلَامِ. It will guide the person. Whoever follows the satisfaction, the reward of his Lord, it will guide him. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي أَقْوَمُ. This Quran is a guidance, something that takes the person out of the dhulumat into the nur. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, they used to kill one another. They used to kill one another. They had tribal problems, brothers and sisters. They hated one another. Aws and Khazraj. There's an ayah in the Quran in Surah Al Imran. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. Remember the favors upon you when you were enemies. Enemies. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He brought your hearts together. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. and through his favors you became brothers. Was it other than the Quran, the guidance from the Quran, that was the reason why they became friends? The guidance they found in the Quran telling them to be brothers, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, the believers, the iman is that which makes you brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And you were on the fringes of the fire. You're just about to drop in it. You were on the edges of the fire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And Allah Azza wa Jalla saved you from it. Those who have a past, a jahiliyyah, you can see why people, they hated one another. Especially here in Brixton, they had gangs that we used to hear about when we was young. We used to be scared of them. Don't ever go to Brixton. You've got this gang called PDC, you've got this other gang called SMS, everyone was scared. But now you find that the Islam that got spread in this area, many people who were in these gangs, who were on the streets, they became, because of what? None other than Al-Islam, the guidance that a person finds in the Quran. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla told us, for anyone who wants the happy life, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. This Quran is telling us, the depression that we're suffering from, that many people go through, it is the Quran. Allah says, whoever, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, from the male and the female. The second thing that is mentioned, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, he's a believer. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. This person, we're going to give him a good life. Why? Because this person is doing the good deeds. Where is the good deeds coming from? Where do we get it from? None other than the Quran, and likewise the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran is telling you to follow the Sunnah. So any problem that happens now in your life, your marriage, between the spouses, the husband and the wife, they decide now to maybe take it to another place. Do these people expect to get any goodness in their marriage? I'll give you an example. What do most husband and wife, when they split up or a divorce is about to happen, what happens? What do? As soon now, he's divorced her. They've had problems, he's divorced, he's told her to, you know, khalas, it's over. What do most people do? Where does she go? Or where does the guy go? It's a question. Huh? She goes back to the house, or he kicks her out. Alayhi kadalik. Most cases, 95%. Actually 99% today in this country that we have, the woman, she runs back to her mom's house, or the guy kicks her out, he's had enough of her. What does the Quran tell us? And most cases what happens, these people that actually leave one another, the shaitan slips in. The shaitan is whispering in her ears, or might come through the family, the mom or the dad, ah, you don't need him. You got children, you got a child, you're going to get housing benefits, you're going to get all sorts of benefits, you're going to get a house, you don't need him. So she wants to have an independent life, or he kicks her out. To cut it very short, inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ وَأَحْصُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ. Fear your Lord, لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنَّ مِنْ بُيُوتِهِنَّ وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَا. Don't kick her out, and she shouldn't leave. Why? تلك حدود الله ومن يتعدى حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. You don't know, the fact that you stay together, Allah will make something happen between the two. The hikmah behind this is what? Stay together, perhaps Allah might make something happen between the two. But many people, they've turned away from it. أعرضوا عن ذكر الله. And what does Allah Azza wa Jalla tell us? ومن أعرض عن ذكري فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا. Whoever turns away now from the Qur'an, this person, we're going to give him a depressive life. مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. A depressive life. He stays depressed for another 2 years. She's depressed, or she might go through many bad experiences. If only you stuck and you attach yourself to the Qur'an. Another thing, brothers and sisters, I want to speak about also is the shifa of this Quran. We have to know, there isn't a sickness that has come down except that there is a cure for it. ما أنزل الله داء إلا وأنزل معه شفاء. Never did Allah send down a sickness except that He sent down a cure with it as well. And this Quran that we have بين أيدينا, it is from the best of the cures. Allah tells us, يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور. A موعظة, a reminder has come to you. And also that which is a cure for the heart. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. This Quran is a شفاء. But do we take it as a شفاء? As soon as we become ill, what happens? People are lining up at the NHS and the GP. There's no problem with that. Why don't you first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no harm now. Turning to the GP, to the NHS, going to the hospital. Why don't you turn to the Quran firstly? Put your hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal. Do ruqya on yourself. Read the ayat of the Quran on yourself first. Then maybe turn to these asbab. Could be that one time you act upon the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my Lord, if my slave asks, I am close to him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has said, call on to me. Let me reply back to you. You put your hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌّ كَرِيمٌ يَسْتَحِي مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَيَّ يَرُدُّ مَا سِفْرَى. Allah is shy. That when his servant puts his hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal, that he sends it back empty-handed. You turn to Allah, then take the asbab. The Quran has everything in it. Wallahi, we don't need to look any further. What do the kuffar do today? He loses his wealth. He becomes bankrupt. London Bridge, he chucks himself over. The Quran tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. We will test you with a loss of wealth. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we'll give glad tidings to those who are patient. So many things that we don't need to look further to other than the Quran. But we have boycotted it. We have decided to